Anikas Meach, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Physic Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day. On the third day of Hanukkah, Yom Revi'i, the 27th day of the month of Kislev here in the United States, already the fourth night of Hanukkah, Yom Chamishi, the 28th day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of now the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Amongst all Chalei Yisrael, including those injured in the horrific shooting massacre in Australia earlier this week, please kindly keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malkachana. May he and may all in need of a refuah shalema, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, may they have an easy refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Joel Landau of Adas Israel in San Francisco, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Landau's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and then concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Landau will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Misha Berach for our dear and brave and incredible special Chayalim. And then Rabbi Landau will conclude with the Misha Berach Lecholim, during which we will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us here the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please do so at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Landau.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and a Freilichen Chanukah to one and all. As we are well aware, we make two brachot when we light the menorah. The first one is Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, that God has commanded us in this mitzvah. And the second bracha, Sha'asa nisim la'avoteinu, b'yamim ahim b'zman hazeh, that God has done miracles for our ancestors in those days at this time of year. Rav Tam Zatzal, the venerable Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, who was Nifter in 2001, raised the following question. He points to the fact that the fifth Mishnah in the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos enumerates a list of miraculous things that happened on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. Examples would be the fact that the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread, never became stale, even though it was out over the course of an entire week. In addition to that, a fly never approached the area of the Temple Mount, especially in the sacrificial area. There were no flies. And there were many other miracles that happened. And therefore, he raises the question as to why don't we recite a blessing to commemorate all of those miracles that occurred? And if that were to be the case, we could recite this blessing every day of the week. He goes on to answer, quoting from the Pnei Yehoshua, Rav Yaakov Yehoshua Falk, an 18th century rabbi who served in both Poland and Germany. And Rabbi Falk points out that the miracle was totally unnecessary. There's a halacha that says that when the majority of the Jewish people are tameh, if they're impure, then it is permissible to perform the temple service in a state of impurity. So there was absolutely no need for God to perform this miracle. And he answers with a curiosity. He says, the reason God performed this miracle was to demonstrate chiba yitera. What exactly is chiba yitera? It's translated as demonstrating that God had a special extra feeling, a positive feeling towards the Jewish people. So what exactly is that referring to? So there is a Bach written by Rabbi Yoel Sirkis in the 17th century, a rabbi in Poland, in his commentary on the Tour, which was written by Rabbi Yaakov ben Usher, a person who lived in the 13th and 14th century. And the Bach, in his commentary, talks about what could have been the reason that brought upon us the terrible experiences of the persecution of Antiochus. We know that as a rule, God typically deals with us measure for measure. So what is it that the Jewish people at that time possibly were deficient in that might have brought upon them this catastrophe? And he goes on to explain that the Jewish people became very negligent, and the Kohanim as well became lazy in the service of God at the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, God essentially said, if you take the Beit HaMikdash service for granted, I'm going to deprive you of that service. And so, only after the sons of Matityahu decided that they were willing to sacrifice their lives and dedicate themselves to liberating the temple and Yerushalayim, and through that, they installed a renewed dedication and enthusiasm to the service that went on in the Beit HaMikdash, they, so to speak, return the crown to its former glory. And so what exactly does this Chiba Yetera mean, that the Pnei Hoshua says is the reason that God created this miracle that was unnecessary? He says, it's like a husband and wife who had a terrible fight, and then, you know, they work things out. But there's a lingering question, and that is, has their relationship really been restored to what it used to be? Is it the same level of love? And the Jewish people needed to see that as a result of their efforts, God indeed accepted their tshuva, their dedication, and what they did. And therefore, to demonstrate God's love for the Jewish people and appreciation for their recommitment to their traditional values and to having an enthusiastic Beit HaMikdash service, he performed this miracle. So that is what makes this a unique miracle as opposed to all of the other miracles, because it demonstrates God's love for us, and therefore we have a special bracha to recognize it. The Bnei Yisachar, Rav Tzvi Elimelech Spiro from Dinov, a 19th century Polish Hasidic master, points out that Hanukkah is always connected to Rosh Chodesh, to Rosh Chodesh Tevet. And Rosh Chodesh represents renewal. The moon waxes and wanes. It seems to darken and fade away, but it comes back. And this theme of renewal and confidence that the moon shall once again recycle is essentially the same message of Hanukkah, that the Jewish people always have the opportunity to reconnect with God, and God is anxious in having that connection rekindled with each and every one of us. Especially now in the world that we're living in, there are many challenges that we face, and sometimes it feels that God's presence is not how we would like it to be. And therefore, what we're taught by Hanukkah, when we redouble our efforts, there will be a sign from God to indicate that our efforts are not for naught, and we will, God willing, see success. We're going to continue now to the Tehillim, Perek Kaf, Lamenatseach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai Beyom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Ya'akov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yis'odeko, Yizkor Kol Min Chotecha Ve'olatecha Yedashene Sela, Yiten Lecha Chil Bavecha וכל עצתך ימלא, נרננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אבינוי משיחו, יענהו משנה קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אבינוי אלוהינו נזכיר. אמה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו. Chapter 121 שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מאם אבינוי עושה שמיים בארץ. אל ייתן למות עגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. אבינוי שומריך, אבינוי צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש ויקקה, ירח בלילה. אבינוי ישמורך מכלך, ישמור את נפשך. אבינוי ישמור צאתך ובורך, מעתה ועד עולם. 130 שיר המעלות. ממעמקים קראתיך אבינוי. אבינוי שמעה וקולי, ויהנה אוזניך קשובות לכל החנוני. אם עוונות תשמוריה, אבינוי מי יעמוד. כי עמדך הסליחה, למען תברא. קיוויתי אבינוי, קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאבינוי משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יהל ישראל אל אבינוי, כאם אבינוי החסד, והרבה עמו צדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. אחינו, אחינו כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. We do now the Mishra Berach for the soldiers of the IDF. I add two words to this prayer to include all the residents of Israel. Mi Sheberach Avoteinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzva HaHagana L'Yisrael, ואנשי כוחות הביטחון וכל תושביה, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אבינוי את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו ואנשינו, מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, ולחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. נעד המשברך, for the sick, מי? שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה. הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרע אותם ולחזקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל עבריהם וכל גידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Landau. Great to hear your voice, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Emir Tashem, in the near future. Thank you as well to Rebecca Levy for all of her help as well. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama of comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. Chanukah Sameach.